author Pete Kramer shared this book with me months ago, hoping I'd read it and review it. And I put it on the list, and then I just put it on a shelf, and it'd been sitting there. I finally read it. I waited way too long to get to this. I freaking loved it. Here's why. Welcome to Fantasy for the Ages, the show where a father and son talk about fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things we enjoy. Today, just Jim here, the father of the show, with a book blast on Chesapeake Bay Monsters by Pete Kramer. This is a spoiler light episode. I'm giving you my reactions to the book, general feel of what it's about, but I'm not going to spoil this for you because I do hope you'll read it. So this is a safe place if you haven't read it. And if you have, you'll know much more what I'm talking about than what I will reveal. I hope that you'll enjoy this episode and tell us by clicking like down below. And if you haven't subscribed yet, we invite you to do so. I did not know entirely what I was getting into, what I should expect as I started reading Chesapeake Bay Monsters. I hoped I'd find it interesting and enough in my genre preference to get into it. If not, well, it's not too long a book. I just hoped it wouldn't be too tough to get through. Now, I was coming off of finishing Duma Key, which took me 7 months to get through. Whew! Well, reading this was nothing like that experience, in all the right ways. All my slight hesitations about this book, completely pointless. This was a fun book, and a really quick read for me. Chesapeake Bay Monsters is a title that, for me, has multiple meanings. And I want to think Pete Kramer intended that. There are many more than just one kind of monster that you might encounter. The monster you think is the obvious one could be the least of your worries. I'd love to say more than that. But spoiler light, just trust me, you need to read this book to understand the layers, the depths of monsters we're talking about in this book. But let me hit the surface level of the story. In the Delaware and Maryland region around Chesapeake Bay, men have been going missing. Men of various ages and circumstances, from the hermit who practically never leaves his home to the happily married and devoted husband. From various different types and walks of life, these men are disappearing. There seems to be no rhyme or reason. Old, young, middle-aged, wealthy, just scraping by, good-looking, average, or really dumpy, overweight types. It's all over the spectrum. There's only one discernible pattern, and that's that the men who have gone missing have last been seen with a beautiful woman. What might be described as these men hitting outside their weight class. Kind of head scratching. What were they doing with a looker like that? It's become a focus of speculation in the community. And then we throw in a rumor of mermaids. Mermaids being involved somehow. That's right. Mermaids. What if these men have all been stolen away? Maybe eaten by the sirens of the sea. Most people are like, yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. Any sane person would know there's no such thing. This is just poppycock. But, And then we have Rock, Scott, and John enter our story. Three men who go way back. They've got history as friends. And they get caught up in an adventure of discovery, opportunity, and danger, wrapped up a bit with greed, guilt, and obligation. Then we add an ambitious but committed police officer and a woman with a mysterious past, and we get a story that delivers on a whole bunch of levels. You get much more than you realize you're getting when you begin this book. Chesapeake Bay Monsters is a book that is a great read on the surface, but it actually has depths that you begin to appreciate more once you finish the book and start to ponder what you just read. The more I've thought on it, the better I've realized how good this book really is. Pete Kramer has put a lot into this. I definitely recommend you check this out. Just reading through it the first time, you're going to enjoy the story. But when you get done and you start thinking about it again, you realize how much you really enjoyed and appreciated the nuances of this story. At least I did, and I hope you will too. That's what I have for you today. Again, big recommend for Chesapeake Bay Monsters. It doesn't show up in front of my green screen as well as it does right there in the picture. So make sure you check it out. It's fantastic. It won't take you very long. You won't regret reading it. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you next time.